waiting to entertain you
here on your radio.
Curtains going up on
Johnny Lizard.
Now let's go.
No, 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 don't, don't put onions on your hamburger.
No, 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 no.
Honey, I think you're terrific. I don't know a gal prettier, but I wanna do more than shake your hand. So next time we'll eat at a drive-in stand.
Don't, don't.
That was Do the Breaststroke by Illegible. Well, that's not the name of the group. I just spilled coffee on the record label and I can't read it.
The temperature is what it is right now, but it could change.
This is Johnny Lizard, and guess what? I'm celebrating today because I turned 30 years old.
That sort of thing is not likely to happen again.
This segment of the Johnny Lizard Disaster is presented by Bronco Billy's Wild West Food Trough, authentic cowboy grub for your entire posse. You know, after Billy's horse died last year, there was that rumor that if you were eating one of his burgers and someone yelled, "Whoa," you'd choke to death.
Listen, boy, you're goofing up the client's copy again.
Anyway, when you stop in, mention my name and Bronco Billy's wife, Betty, will butter your buns at no charge.
This is a very delicate situation.
And we'll get back to the top 40 hits in just a second. But I see someone coming in the studio, and it's my favorite secretary, Sue St. Marie. Let me just describe our secretaries here at Wonderful Worm.
Wild, thrill-hungry girls who don't want to know right from wrong.
But I'm kidding. They are a bunch of great gals. So, Sue, what's on your mind?
Well, it is a request of sorts, but maybe you should read it privately.
Oh, I see. It's from the boss, Big Fella. It says, "If you don't stop blowing that stupid horn, I'm going to walk right into that studio and shove it down your throat." Well, I happen to know that he's kidding, so we'll just file it right over here. He's a real kidder.
Be careful.
Hey, Big Fella, how are you?
This doesn't look good, folks.
Well, I think we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be right back after this.
You know, there's one beer in Pomona that everyone wants to get their hands on. Bottoms Beer. It's brewed locally by people who really like Bottoms, and it's available at carryouts in the familiar round pink cans. Founded in 1882 by Thor Bottoms and his brother Red Bottoms, this is the beer with the convenient screw-off top. So whenever you want something special, just grab some Bottoms, screw off the top, and enjoy. Some people prefer small cans, but we also sell extra large Bottoms. And because of popular demand, we've put a new hole in the top of each can so you can insert some ice to keep your Bottoms cold for hours. This new ice hole won't cost you a penny extra. It's just another way we serve Bottoms to please you. Ah, Bottoms up.
Tonight at 8 on Pomona's NBC KRUD-TV, it's everyone's favorite sitcom, Please Pass the Head Cheese, starring Bea Benaderet as Mrs. Katz, Gail Gordon as Mr. Katz, and William Shatner as the Head Cheese.
Nobody wants to hear that mush.
Hilarity ensues when Mrs. Katz accidentally burns down the kitchen and Mr. Katz catches a venereal disease. Tune in for the fun tonight.
What's the time?
10:45 on Wonderful Worm, your fun one. Wait a minute here. Can we get the barbershop quartet in to sing?
You're fun.
Oh.
One. You're fun. One.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this guy is a straitjacket case.
Sports! Hello, sports fans. This is Holden McGroin with WRM Sports, brought to you by the Watch Your Step Pet Store. In football, the brown and yellow fighting GIs of Bowel Military Academy are making their movement toward number two in the rankings with an elimination series against the Rainbow Hurlers of Heave High. Principal Earp will be distributing her home-baked cakes throughout the stands, so be there and make sure you get a piece at 8 p.m. Friday night. And don't forget the girls' teams. It's the Crimson Tide of Regina against the Grafenberg School for Easily Excited Girls. The ladies are a little late this month, starting at 9 p.m. And we send condolences to girls coach Holly Graff of Pomona Typing School. Her team, the Hunt and Peckers, were erased from the finals last night by the West Weed Whiteouts. And here's a partial score. San Bernardino School for the Confused, 7. That's sports headlines.
WORM.
Time for a fun dial, some lucky one dial. It's time to phone in, here's hoping you'll win.
Contest time on Wonderful Worm.
I'd like you to try to answer one question.
We'll get to that. If you know your singers and song titles, give me a call at 242-WORM. I will take the third caller, and you can play the game with me here on the radio machine. Meanwhile, take a listen to our pick to click this week. You would think that one would be called Ride Little Sickle, but no, it's called Beep Beep Woof Woof by the Horn Dogs.
What's the matter? Don't you like it?
No, it's great. And who are we talking to here on the line?
This is Selma, Selma Carr.
And where are you from, Selma?
I've lived in East Pomona all my life, Jerry.
It's Johnny, actually, Selma. I'm going to play you a short clip, and all you have to do is name the artist and the title to win the prize. Listen closely. Sure, here we go, one more time.
Ha!
Okay, Selma, do you know the artist?
Why, that's James Brown, the hardest working man in show business.
Yes, it was James Brown. Good going. Now can you tell me the title?
Whoa, it was Sex Machine. Yeah, baby, that's one of my favorites.
Absolutely correct.
Now, what do I win, Jimbo?
It's Johnny. And you win this beautiful, brand new 1965 Gibson Hummingbird acoustic guitar with a customized strap. Whoops. As I was saying, a slightly used 1965 Gibson Hummingbird acoustic guitar with a customized strap.
Now, Jerome, what am I going to do with that? I don't play guitar.
You stay on the phone and I'll get your address, Selma. Thanks for playing.
But I don't know how to play the guitar. What kind of a scam is this?
Here's the top 10 of the day.
I could hear you were in trouble with this bit.
Number 72 on our top 50 worm hits. That was the Dicky Doos asking the musical question, Don't.
It's a hot and sultry 109.
Hello, Wonderful Worm.
Hi, Jackie. This is Sir Clive Dunkfeather here. Do you remember I was at your studio a few days ago?
It's Johnny, actually. Johnny Lizard. And of course I remember you. You are the lead singer of that hot British band, The Crumpets.
Well, the fact is, when I got back to my little mansion, I noticed I didn't have my guitar, my 1965 Gibson Hummingbird acoustic. Got a personalized strap. I'm certain the last time I saw it, it was leaning against the wall underneath your WORN sign. Can you just check it out for me?
No, I don't think I've seen any guitars lying around the place. And, uh-oh, your call is breaking up.
Jackie, I can hear you just fine.
Well, I hope Sir Clive finds his guitar. 11:15 now on your favorite station, Wonderful Worm.
Swap Shop.
A couple of items were called in today for Swap Shop, the show where you can exchange goods and services with fellow worm listeners. A Mr. Al Beback is looking for some clown shoes, size 15, and wants to swap them for some .22 caliber ammunition. Carmen Gia called to say she would like to trade some used baby clothing, never been washed, for a Norge or a Manor refrigerator. And one final item, a Miss Sarah Soda would like to trade 4 railroad ties for a gorilla costume. If a gorilla costume is unavailable, she will accept an Easter Bunny suit. If you're interested in any of those swaps, give us a call here at Wonderful Worm.
It's the magical world of movies. In vernacular, they're spectacular. The Hollywood all-time classics. The greatest stars in the greatest films. The magical world of movies.
Now the lights dim low, soon we'll start the show.
Here comes the movie.
now showing at the Blemish Plaza Drive-In. Can your heart stand the sight of electrified shrubs bent on world domination?
I couldn't help but notice your beautifully landscaped yard, Dr. Malfeasance.
Why, thank you, my dear. Take a closer look. In fact, touch that shrub right there.
Ouch! I just received a mild electric shock.
Aha! You have fallen into my trap, Lady Dingman. I plan to breed these atomic shrubs and take over the world with them.
Well, it's not like they move or anything. All you have to do is stay away from them.
I'm working on that.
Ouch!
You will experience grainy stock footage of Air Force planes taking off and landing. See a deadly crocodile spliced in from a completely different movie, filmed in blurocolor. This twisted story stars Gene Barry, Harry Carey, John Gary, William and Mary, Tom and Jerry, and Norbert the Lugubrious Pup. See Atomic Shrubs from East Danville, Illinois. To touch them is certain discomfort.
It's more like a little tickle, actually.
Warning, we will not be responsible for people dying of boredom during the presentation of this motion picture.
Button up your overcoat, it's 13 below.
We have a special guest in the studio. You've heard her singing that huge hit record, Downtown, which is in the top 10 on Wonderful Worm this week. Please welcome Mrs. Elva Ruby Miller. It's great to have you on the Johnny Lizard Show today.
Thank you very much.
For a woman who is, and forgive me for giving away your age, 58 years old, I'm sure it's a surprise to find your song played on a top 40 station.
Oh, I just can't believe it.
I see your husband, Mr. Miller, is here with you today. What does he think about your new career?
Well, I hope that he's proud of it, but it's music is sort of taken for granted in our house.
I couldn't help but notice that both of you were smoking marijuana in the parking lot, which I must admit was a little surprising. I know pot, as the teens call it, can be expensive.
Someone has to pay the bill. Well, Mr. Miller always paid the bill.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Mrs. Miller, singer of this week's Top 10 Smash Downtown. Mrs. Miller, before we sat down, your husband whispered to me that you and he have an active love life. And in fact, he said in confidence that you two have been known to have romantic encounters right in the studio during recording sessions.
Well, I never thought anything about it until they started mentioning it, you know, after this record was made. But all you do then is take a piece of ice and hold it in your mouth a little while, and it cools off and contracts. And then you can make the opening small enough to get up to your
climax of the song.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Miller also said that you like to whistle during these romantic interludes. Could I hear just a sample?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Oh, please. I'm sure our listeners in Wormland would love to hear you whistle.
Let's see. See, I can't get the high notes.
Wow, that is impressive. You certainly seem to be a pro.
I hope so.
Well, we're out of time, but I want to thank you and your husband for coming in here and giving such a great performance.
It was my pleasure, and thank you.
DJ Johnny Lizard.
Hey, that was White on White by the Bleach Boys.
This is hopeless.
Guys and chicks, don't forget about the big rock and roll show. Tonight at Cirrhosis Arena.
That's what you think.
That's what I know. You'll see the Orioles, the Wrens, the Crows, the Birds, the Yardbirds, the Flamingos, and Caillou Sakamoto, all performing at once on our big stage. Tickets are $2 at the door, but if you bring in a box top from any Post cereal, we'll exchange it for a box top from any Kellogg cereal. Plenty of free parking for only a nominal charge. See you tonight at 8.
Groovy.
Sunday! Sunday! This Sunday at US Amphetamine Dragway, thrill as Salamander gets his customized Corvair up to 25 miles an hour on the straightaway. See Sonny Schmelzer set his nostril hairs on fire and drive to Cleveland. Watch in horror as Tootsie Burns burns his Tootsie. See a badly dented 1961 Edsel as it comes smoking off the line, leaking oil all over the track. Watch our own supercharged hearse follow right behind, Just in case. See Just in Case. Drive his 1965 VW minibus with plaid seat covers and rev his engine up to 20,000 RPMs until it explodes and flips end over end into the stands. Doors open at 4 p.m. Racing begins at 2 p.m. Take I-95 to the Wiener Cutoff. Turn left and follow the signs. This Sunday at USF Fetterman Dragway. Sunday! Don't miss it!
This hour of the Johnny Lizard program is brought to you by the National Baked Bean Association, which reminds you, if you're going to be eating baked beans, don't play the tuba.
That's enough of those.
Stay tuned for news and the weather. Hear the music that swings on your number one station.
Pleasure and pain.
Ah! Ooh, that's Mortz.
And Wonderful Worm, that song by the Surf and Turfs, was entitled Laugh and the World Laughs With You, Sneeze and You Sneeze Alone. Wow, must be a high pollen count or something.
Johnny Lizard, Wonderful Worm Radio.
I'd like to get serious here, viewers, and speak to you about our sponsor this hour, Gray and Resting Funeral Home here in Pomona. Do you have a loved one who will no longer be counted in the census? Has he turned up his toes? Has he checked into the horizontal Hilton? Has he finally kicked the oxygen habit? If so, you should visit proprietor Izzy Goner and his wife Ima, who promise that your loved one will receive nothing but the best from the Gray and Resting staff. Look for the coupon in today's Pomona Picayune, good for one free fun ride in the hearse after the funeral. And should you so desire, visit Gray and Resting's adjacent partner, Burns Crematorium, where their motto is, right after they die is the best time to fry.
I don't think I can quite accept that last statement there.
Hello, Wonderful Worm.
Hey, Johnny, I want to know if you have a record.
Well, yes, but no charges have been added recently.
No, I mean, I want to request a song. How about, you're at the front of my mind, but I'm always happy to see your back.
I don't think I have that one.
Well, then how about this one? Stop slapping me, Stella. I was only trying to guess your weight.
Hey, your voice sounds familiar. Are you...
You got it, Lizard. This is the Mad Platter from your Top 40 competition, K-R-A-P.
Wow, I don't think I can let you on the air, Platter.
It's okay, Johnny. I just got a quick message for you. Listen close.
K-R-A-P plays more music.
So long, sucker.
Well, that was the Mad Platter.
Kid, you're pitiful.
I think they found something!
Well, hand it to me and I'll read it. Tonight at 11 on Pomona's NBC KRUD-TV, tune in for Premier Movie featuring the 23rd rerun of Make Mine Milk, the amusing story of a farmer, Herbert Kirtle, and his talking cow, T-Bone. And whoops, look who tripped over a stool on the ground. It's fun for the whole family, if you're a family of circus freaks. Tonight at 11 on KRUD-TV.
You took the very words right out of my mouth.
Mr. Station Voice, it's time to tell the folks where we are.
San Luis Obispo.
Wait a minute. Where is Wonderful Worm really?
It's wherever I say it is.
Come on, behave. Tell our friends where Wonderful Worm resides.
W-O-R-E-M, Pomona.
That's better. You know, Mr. Station Voice and I are good buddies. In fact, last night we were out having one or two beers together, but at some point in the evening, things got a little fuzzy. Mr. Station Voice, do you remember how many beers I had when things faded out?
Number 7.
More news, more often, more times a day. Hear it fast and accurate, the Ear Witness way. Ear Witness News.
Time for Wormwide News. This is Will Power reporting. Dateline,
Tanganyika.
Oh, heck. Who cares about Tanganyika? Dateline, Pomona. The wife of President Lyndon Johnson was in town today. Lady Bird Johnson is traveling the country pushing her initiative to beautify America by removing ugly clutter like billboards from our cities and roadways. Pomona's Chamber of Commerce leapt into action, so you'll see dozens of billboards on every downtown street corner on Monday, encouraging our citizens to eliminate clutter in our beautiful city. Dateline, Milan, Italy. Last night, Liverpool's Mott Tops, the Beatles, held a press conference after staging a concert for 85,000 fans. We don't actually have a recording of that press event, but I think Ringo would have said it like this.
Hello, love. We're happy to be here in Italy. It's Gia.
Dateline, San Luis Obispo. Radio station KRAP has beaten Wonderful Worm in the Hooper ratings for the first time in 5 years. Wait, forget I read that. We'll be back with the Worm cast for Greater Pomona after this.
Worm-wide news is brought to you by Marge's Slurp and Gobble Cafe in downtown Pomona. Try her chef's surprise, chip beef on toast with whipped cream, or her well-known raw shellfish stew. At least it's well-known over at Pomona Memorial. And remember, it's always all-you-can-eat ketchup and a good selection of Bottoms beer on tap. Now back to Will Power.
The Worm cast for Greater Pomona.
Tornado. 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 Tornado.
Next scheduled news at 5 p.m. But whenever news breaks out, we're there with Clearasil. That's the news and weather. And now, it's a good time for the great sound of Johnny Lizard. At the tone, Worm music.
Don't listen to him. He's mentally incompetent.
What do you think it is? Insanity? Jealousy? Revenge?